It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in and locked in all over North America. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I'll be with you for one more hour. You can always listen to the entire show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, this has been a busy day. We talked about the home run derby. Like, we got Byron Buxton who's in it. I hope he stays healthy. We got guys who don't want to be in it. Like Pete Alonso from the New York Mets. It's like, man, I got a contract. I'm not doing this crap. I'm trying to get a new contract. We had a three-team trade that went down in the NBA earlier today between the Clippers, the Jazz, and the Miami Heat. Man, we've had some amazing guests that have come through. Chris Miles from NBA TV to take a look at what's going on in the league as Summer League is underway. And then also, thank you so much to Rowan Kavner from Fox Sports who joined us to talk some Major League Baseball action. We got a guy like Bradley Beal who's expected to reach a buyout with the Suns. We got a Damian Lillard who says, well, he might be joining a team even this season as he rehabs. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. So much more to do. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You know, amongst everything going on, we even talked about Angel Reese upset at the referees. I feel like everybody and all the players in the WNBA hate the refs. But let's be real. Who likes referees? Shout outs to the refs that are listening. But referees get crap all the time. Nobody likes the refs. WNBA is just, I guess, catching up with everybody else. Before we go, of course, outside of this day in sports history, there is another story. It's not a huge story when it comes to X's and O's, but more so coverage. Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN had an issue. Well, let's just say he has an overall issue with some people who call some games. And we'll get into that in the next break. But it's been a busy day. I did tell you about this three-team trade that took place earlier today between the Heat, the Jazz, and the Clippers. Well, take a listen, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got some breaking news out of the NBA. The Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a big-time three-team trade. ESPN reporting that Norman Powell will be heading to Miami, John Collins sent to Los Angeles, and the deal will also see Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a 2027 second-round pick heading to Utah. Powell is coming off the best scoring season of his career, averaging just under 22 points per game with the Clippers. Collins, meanwhile, averaged 19 points, 8 boards, but was limited to just 40 games due to a multitude of injuries. So you see it here in graphic form. The big piece is John Collins on the move, Norman Powell as well, as the Heat tried to get a little bit better.
Yeah, well, the Heat add Norman Powell. God only knows who else they might add. We have no idea. I just told you a few minutes ago that in the case of Bradley Beal, there's a buyout expected between him and the Phoenix Suns. Does Bradley Beal join that? Probably not in Miami. Now you got Tyler Hero and Norman Powell. Why would they want to do that? Shout outs to Chris Miles. He joined us. He believes that, you know, Bradley Beal might join the Milwaukee Bucks as a replacement for Damian Lillard. So there's still a lot going on in the league right now. And how about this? We got a guy like in Chris Paul, who's 40 years old. He did play all 82 games last season for the San Antonio Spurs. Can still go out there and run a team and do it efficiently. Played about 30 minutes a game this past season. Averaged about 8 points and 7 assists. So still solid and running things in spot duty. One of the best point guards to play in the league. We don't know what the heck he's doing. A matter of fact, Chris Paul, he was sitting down with Jamel Hill And at one point, he was asked about how much longer he plans to play. This is what Chris Paul had to say.
How much longer do you intend to play?
At the most, a year. You know, I just finished my 20th season, which is a blessing in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, he's going to get that 1 year in. I think we've kind of missed the space and the time where Chris Paul will win a championship. He'd have to be a bit player coming off of a bench somewhere. But he certainly had a great career. Nothing taken away from him there. It was amazing when he helped take the Suns to the NBA Finals a few years ago. I don't think they would have gotten there without him. And then speaking of legends, Chris Paul might be on a retirement tour. Patrick Mahomes, he was sitting down with Kay Adams on Up and Adams. And he was asked about whether or not he's going to go on his own personal revenge tour. Listen to Patrick Mahomes.
You know, I'm honestly just ready to play football again. Whenever you lose, you kind of have this taste in your mouth that you want to go out there and revenge that or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there. And I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to go out and show who we are as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Well, we've heard the stories about Travis Kelce losing some LBs now that he's, I don't know, I want to say done. Maybe not traveling around as much with Taylor Swift as he did last year as she was on tour. Let's see what happens with that squad. And speaking of world tours, and kind of thinking about another sport, going back to the NBA, we discussed this situation with Jonas Valanciunas, who was traded from Sacramento to the Denver Nuggets to be a backup for Nikola Jokic, who's needed a solid backup for years now. But Jonas Valanciunas doesn't apparently want to play in the NBA anymore, even though he's under contract. He wants to go play for Greek team Olympiakos. And it's just the Denver Nuggets are like, we traded for you. We have your rights. You need to eventually show up to work. And this whole situation is kind of mind-boggling as to maybe he doesn't care about money. But he obviously wants to go back to Europe. He's from Lithuania. Bruce Hartle on Goodman and Hartle talked about this situation. Listen.
His group that represents him, are you familiar with the agency that represents him and everybody else on the Nuggets?
No.
To me, when I read this, I'm like, you know what? He's going to be here. And not because of what the Nuggets are commanding that he does, because he is under contract to play for the Nuggets, but the group that represents him also represents Jokic, Gordon, and Murray.
Wow.
And you would think that one of those three guys, if not all three guys, would call him and say, listen, you're coming to a really good situation. You might want to be here. But I think it is fair to say, do you really want to keep a guy who doesn't want to be here? Isn't there a little bit of a concern that he has his heart in Greece, yet his body is in Denver, despite all of the potential great things that could happen with the Nuggets this season?
Yeah, well, bro, join the club. Life could be worse. My brain is, well, damn it, I wish my body was on a beach. My body and brain is here in Atlanta in the studio. Like, join the club. And he's getting paid millions of dollars. It's not the worst thing in the world. And we discussed this with Chris Miles from NBA TV. Is it really that bad to make $10 million to back up Nikola Jokic? You know you're going to play. You know you're going to get minutes. No, you're not taking his job. As opposed to just going over to Greece and I guess being the star player for Panathinaikos? Maybe if you want the glory, maybe if you want to go home. We don't know what personal reasons might be attached and being closer to Lithuania, going back to Europe. We don't know. We just haven't seen this. Most players want to maximize every dollar and cent, especially if they still have NBA talent, before they go back to Europe. And so he's 32, he's 33 years old. He's not at the end of the road. I think Valanciunas is the type of guy whose game would age very well as he gets older. And so eventually we'll see what happens with this dude. But I think he's going to show up for work with the Denver Nuggets. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Paul is here from Rhode Island. Hey, Paul, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, JR. I called off topic. I apologize. I know you were talking about basketball. I still think that you're not going to touch the Knicks and the Celtics for the next 5 years. Indiana, too. But the reason my
you said the league is no one is touching the Knicks or the Pacers or the Celtics for the next several years. Would you understand that today the Indiana Pacers announced that Tyrese Halliburton is officially going to be out for this entire season, right?
Yes. And you do know that
Tatum is likely to miss all of this season as well, correct?
Right. So if you're deep, like the Celtics and the Knicks, I don't think you're going to touch the Celtics and the Knicks for the next 5 years.
Okay, hold on, Paul.
Let's get that over with, okay?
No, whoa. There's no – well, hold on, Paul. Call me and tell me get that over with. What are you talking about? You called and you said something that was pretty ridiculous. One of the Knicks' main issues is the fact that they were not deep last year. Okay, they weren't deep so much that people were upset that Tom Thibodeau wasn't going to the bench. And I think the reason was the guys on the bench were not that deep. They were not that good. They've recently added Jordan Clarkson. And if you want to think about the Boston Celtics, a lot of their depth has left the team. Okay, we still don't know exactly what the heck is going to happen with one of their key players in Al Horford. You think about bringing in younger guys like Anthony Simons. Like the Boston Celtics are basically taking a skip. They're taking a gap year on everything that they plan to do this upcoming season. You got a guy like Luke Kornet, who is now gone, is going to be a member of the San Antonio Spurs. So to say that the Knicks and the Celtics and the Pacers are going to be running things for the next bunch of years, I think they all got to get through next year first. And then we also already learned today that Mike Brown, well, he's officially been hired as the new head coach of the Knicks. And so I wouldn't say so. We learned earlier today as well that Paolo Banchero has signed his rookie extension 5 years up to $287 million. I think the minimum that he could make or will make is $240. Like, the Magic are a solid team. I don't think Paolo Banchero is going to get worse as he gets old. I think he still has plenty of room to get better. And at the end of last season, he was playing at an MVP caliber level. And so I think there's a lot of teams in the league that are on the up and up. And the Celtics are kind of on ice right now. Indiana is definitely on ice. They've lost Miles Turner. DeAndre Ayton didn't go to the Pacers. He's now out in Los Angeles with the Lakers. So very questionable comments there. By Paul for calling from Rhode Island. Bacha, I didn't expect to hear that.
Yeah, so he called me saying that the Patriots and Jaguars are going to be good. So, yeah.
In July?
In July, because he was watching the Red Sox and getting mad, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't see how anyone can think the Celtics of all teams can be competitive for the next couple of years just because they gutted their entire team. I understand that Brad Stevens is a great GM, but even still, your best player has an Achilles injury. You're a salary cap stricken. Like, you can't move with the players on that team anymore. You already lost two All-Stars. So they lost everything, and it's going to take at least 2 years to get back to like where they were last year.
Yeah, well, don't forget throwing the Pacers and the Knicks there as well. So we'll see. Hey, thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. We appreciate you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about an announcer on ESPN. There is one thing that he does not appreciate. And it upset one of his coworkers. You got to be careful what you say, especially the same people that work in your damn building. Now, I'm going to explain on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked about Jonas Valanciunas probably more than we've ever talked about him on the show at all. I mean, even pretty much since he's left the Toronto Raptors, he's been kind of, I don't want to say irrelevant, but when you're playing on the Kings and the Washington Wizards, maybe he's seen enough Well, he's like, screw this. I want to go back. Send me back to Europe. He wants to go back to playing Greece. Good for him. God bless him. He doesn't like America anymore. Who knows? I don't know. I'm speculating. He wants to go home. There's a guy here in America. He's American. He's from Ohio. He played for the Ohio State University. And he covers football, college football for ESPN on game day. His name is Kirk Herbstreit. Well, it's not often that you hear one guy, I don't want to say dumping on a coworker, but dumping on most of his coworkers. Kirk Herbstreit was on a podcast, and he pretty much said that he cannot stand broadcasters who are pretty much open about rooting for a team. Like, he wants the broadcasters to maintain credibility by not jumping on one side of the fence or the other, but calling things right down the middle. This is what he had to say on the Net Positive show with John Crist.
Now, if you're a personality like a Bill Simmons or a Pat McAfee,
yeah,
or like a Stephen A. Smith, that part of their shtick is kind of that.
Yeah.
I think they're very, like, even on game day, Pat, West Virginia, like, yeah, he's always talking. Like, well, I never do that about Ohio State, ever. And that's why a lot of Ohio State fans probably don't care for me, because I don't, I treat Ohio State like
not?
Every other team.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think it's a, if you're calling games, might be different if you're in a studio. If you're calling games, and let's say you're an Alabama fan, and I'm calling an Ohio State-Alabama game, how the hell can you take what I say seriously? If I'm sitting up there saying, we almost caught, like, I would never do that. Well, to me,
if you're calling, you're calling a national game nationally.
Yeah,
if you're the local guy, then you can
be a local guy that's doing, like, the Tennessee Titans game. Yeah, he should be yelling.
It doesn't bother me. Well, first of all, I don't listen to too much of it. I just want the news. And most of the news I'm pretty much reading either way. And I think we all are familiar where a lot of the broadcasters have played or where they went to school. We've also entered into a space where we have so many professional athletes who are in the traditional media space or the digital space. Like, you know where people and their allegiances lie. Like, Paul Pierce is on TV, on the internet all the time. We know he played for the Celtics. The guy was going viral over the past few days because Paul Pierce thinks he's the best pure scorer that we've ever seen in NBA history. And so does anybody really take a look or listen at that and take him seriously? Or does everybody just kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, is Paul Pierce just saying something crazy? So I don't have a problem with anybody calling things. You know, when Tom Brady is calling a Patriots or a Bucks game, am I not aware that he is probably rooting for them? Yeah, he's not screaming. He doesn't have to tell me or not tell me. I think I have an idea. Unless you start saying outrageous things, and we live in such an era and a time, people are saying wild and stupid things all the time. And so Kirk Herbstreit continued on because he started to use an example or use one of his coworkers, doesn't work with her specifically, but take a listen to what he said after.
But I don't think you can cheer when you do games, it's like on a national level. But you're right, guys, like, guys that are in a studio show nationally, you watch SportsCenter and, you know, Elle Duncan is sitting there cheering for Georgia.
She's openly cheering.
So I'm not a fan of that personally, but
I guess I really know.
I think it hurts your credibility when that team is playing other teams. Fans are looking at you like, you know.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, it's sports, and she's hosting SportsCenter. She did respond on social media, of course, and she pretty much said, why am I being kind of singled out? And she's like, all I've done is pretty much just complain and bark on TV. That's all I've done. And she's like, hey, sick 'em dog. So that's all she's done. So people know she went to Georgia. So what's the big deal? I don't see one. It's sports. This is not the news. It's not some financial show. This is not, you know, about anything going on with a war in another country. It's sports. I mean, if we got a hard-hitting journalism, it's still, at the end of the day, It's entertainment. And I think to have a little personality, it doesn't hurt. Not at all. What are your thoughts, Botcher? Do you care?
Well, when you're taught in basically any sports journalism thing, you can't show favoritism during games. And I guess now with sports production, like, I don't mind if someone on like a talk show or anything shows favoritism just because it's supposed to be entertainment. But if you're on like SportsCenter or any actual broadcast putting the game out, I think you need to stay in the middle just because it's of best interest of the broadcast. Because the amount of times you go on social media and you see people complaining about broadcasters being homers, it's insane. And it turns off a listener that might not usually tune into your stream or television broadcast if you keep doing it. So you have to find a balance in between being homer and giving an unbiased opinion of the game.
Yeah, but the example that he uses, Elle Duncan, she doesn't call nothing. She sits there, she hosts SportsCenter. She interviews athletes and talks to the other reporters, and she throws to them. I mean, if we have Jeff Passan who's sitting around, you know, and he's really reporting news, that's what he does. And the next thing I know, he's going, "Hey, let's go Dodgers." I'm like, "Okay, bro, that's a little too much." Elle Duncan is the host. Like, what's the example that he used, I don't think was fitting.
I also think, like, he was just naming coworkers at that point because he brought up Pat McAfee already. So I think he was just going down a list, and then she just happened to be the first person he thought of that was a college football fan and showed favoritism. I don't think he meant to basically single her out. But I think you just said the network itself is different compared to what he does when the games are on.
Yeah, well, what he does is different. I don't know. I got no beef. I think there is a fine line between being a homer as a like nobody wants to hear that. Like Michael Kay of the New York Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays just accused him. One of their announcers accused him of being a homer, and he is. If you pay attention to Michael Kay, he might work for the New York Yankees and the YES Network, and he has his own independent radio show. This guy is just as likely to rip the Yankees as he is to, you know, praise them. I think he's pretty honest, all things considered, in calling it like he sees it. There are a lot of broadcasters, and I don't particularly appreciate it. And I listen and I've listened to everything, every race all over the country. You know, I don't want to hear about we and us. There's different approaches in different markets. You'll have broadcasters who are just like hardcore with the team. Oh, we're with the guys. I'm sticking with them. We're holding them down. And it's like, nah, I'd rather have somebody who's straight down the middle. I think we've moved to a place where it's like, don't insult my intelligence by going ahead and just, you know, everything is positive. Everything is glowing. And sometimes you have ownership groups who kind of push this down. Well, we're trying to sell the team. We're trying to sell the product. Well, if I'm sitting around watching the Colorado Rockies, what am I supposed to say? That things are great? That things are good? I mean, we had an announcer with the Baltimore last year. The guy, or 2 years ago, the guy got suspended for telling the truth. Like, so there's a fine line. But when it comes to SportsCenter, I think it's all entertainment. Unless you got guys who are really delivering news. Like, sports journalism has changed so much over the years. Like, you want to maintain your credibility. But if you're Elle Duncan and all you're doing is sitting around and hosting a show, big deal. Like, I like Gary, Keith, and Ron with the Mets. Botcher, they kill the Mets all the time when they suck. And it's appreciated by the fans.
Yeah, they're a weird blend where they're biased, but they also give props when necessary. And they don't pout if another team does good.
Yeah, they call it straight down the middle. When the Mets are good, they'll say the Mets are good. And they're rooting for the Mets. Of course they are. But if the Mets suck, some guys in the... he's not busting it down the first baseline. They're the first ones to call him out. We have a lot of folks who are not like that. So I think Kirk Herbstreit, I don't know. He needs a hug, all right? Somebody give that guy a hug and tell him to relax. The world is so mixed right now on the sports side. It's just, it's almost impossible to just have somebody write down. Can't say everybody down the middle, but there's so many person. Paul Pierce is on Fox. He's on. Is he on T? What the hell does he do? He has a podcast with Kevin Garnett. What does he do?
There's a lot of things. He's got the Fox Sports show, right? And then he's got the KG pod.
Well, a lot of things he says is just crazy. Or is it just me? Like, I know not to take Paul Pierce seriously.
Well, yeah, didn't he have to just... He just walked to the studio because of a bet. He just... He does things for attention. And that's just, I guess, the way he is.
And that's all entertainment-based. I'm not taking anything that he says serious. Because there's an obvious bias when he calls, I'm the greatest pure... He said, I have more ways to score than Michael Jordan did. And at that point, who even argues with Paul? Like, that's like arguing with a five-year-old at that point in time. Why do I want to waste my time entertaining, you know, I don't want to say stupidity, but that's nuts. You know, I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan, maybe somebody told him or he heard that and he just kind of just rolled his eyes and called him a dumb you-know-what. And even Michael Jordan probably didn't put, you know, too much credence into the thoughts or what he said, so... We live in such a wild world where some people say things and you just roll your eyes and you keep it moving. As simple as that. And so Kirk Herbstreit is maybe he's heard some of these stupid takes about some of the athletes and the hosts. And for whatever reason, Elle Duncan, she was the recipient. Marco Belletti, what are your thoughts on Kirk Herbstreit? He took issue with Elle Duncan and, you know, reporters and hosts and other folks being outward with their fandom.
Yeah, it depends on where it is. I think you kind of mentioned it. You're doing the game itself. I don't care for it. You know, call the game. Let me know what's going on. You can be a fan. That doesn't mean that you hide the truth. So in that regard, I don't really care for when it's too rah-rah when you're calling the game. When you're doing other stuff, as long as it's not overly ridiculous or it takes away from the point of what you're doing, no, it's fine.
It doesn't care. Who cares? Like Stephen A. Smith provides analysis. And of course, now the guy does everything. OK, people know he's a Knicks fan. And a big part of it, it can be annoying because it's like, OK, we get it. Do you have to talk about it all the damn time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Elle Duncan saying, hey, she likes the Georgia Bulldogs. Well, who cares? She's not reporting on anything Georgia related. She just delivering the news or interviewing people. So
that's the thing. And you can look, we all, if you get into sports, it started because you were a fan of something, whatever it is, the teams, the sport, like you grew up liking this stuff and there's a reason you got drawn to it. So at some point you do have to be a professional, but at the same time, it's okay. As long as you're, I don't know, you're whatever you're putting out is not depleted by your fandom. Does that make sense? Like you can say, I can sit here, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say I'm a Yankee fan. Doesn't mean that I'm going to tell you just Yankee good news. I'm going to tell you the way I think it is, which is what my opinion is. And yeah, sure, I'm biased. I think of the Yankees more, but I'll tell you the truth. To me, as long as you're doing that, then we're all good.
And I think there's specific jobs that relate to that, like actually calling the games.
No, then you gotta leave that stuff at the door.
Yeah, calling the games is a no-no. If you're actually delivering news, if you're Jeff Passan or what's the guys, the football guys? I don't
Schefter,
know.
Yep.
Yeah, Schefter, if you're doing that, Shams, like if Shams starts going, oh, yeah, let's go, where's he from, Chicago? Let's go Bulls. Yeah. It's just kind of like.
Well, you're a reporter. I mean, even you're a beat reporter. You got to leave that stuff at the door then, too. Whether you are a beat reporter or the team that you like or you don't like or you hate it, whatever the hell it is. At that point, now you're about facts, and that is going to skew you. You got to drop it. You got to leave that at the door.
Yeah. When it comes down to just being a host, you sprinkle it in every now and then. Because there's not even time for you to deliver enough opinion for any of it to matter, so. And we'll see. Kirk Herbstreit, have a hug somewhere, man. Take it easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break when we come back. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to wrap things up. But right now, let's roll into a newsflash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, we talked about those announcers, partial, impartial. Just tell me what I need to know, and let's keep it moving. Speaking of keeping things moving, it's the end of the show.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, it's July 7th. The year is 2025. If you aren't aware, that means you had a long-ass weekend. But we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. So let's go back. Not too far. Let's go back to July 7th, 2012, because Serena Williams won Wimbledon again. Serena Williams went out there in London, beat Radziwanka from Poland in three sets to win her fifth championship out at Wimbledon. And it was her 14th major title overall. OK, this is Serena Williams on winning Wimbledon back in 2012.
I just really, I never dreamed of, being here again and being so down. So, you just never give up. You can continue. But thank you guys in the box, Daddy, Mom, Sasha, Esther, everybody over there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't name everyone. I'll try. But just know if you're over there, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I love you all. And I could never have done this without you, Esther and Val, when you were with me in the hospital. So thank you so much.
No, man. Damn. Well, those are happy tears. If you heard Naomi Osaka over the weekend, she was, not happy. She was like, man, I'm just going to be negative right now. Damn. Now, anyway, let's get back to some positive things. July 7th, 2013, the year right after this, Andy Murray. He won Wimbledon. As a matter of fact, he became the first Brit in 77 years to win the title. The last time we saw a Brit win it was 1936. Let's take a listen. Andy Murray on holding that Wimbledon trophy. Take a listen.
Yeah, it feels slightly different to to last year. Last year was one of the toughest moments of my career. So to manage to win the tournament today, it was unbelievably tough match, so many long games, and I don't know how I managed to come through that. That final game was unbelievable from three match points, so I'm just so glad to finally do it.
Yeah, for sure everybody was happy. Home guy winning it. Let me know when we get some American men. I see what Shelton is doing, but we need to get some American men back on the top. Andy Murray knocking off Djokovic in 2013. July 7, 2019. Let's stick around. Speaking of Americans, this American team, they typically win. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, they won their fourth FIFA Women's World Cup with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands. Let's take a listen. This is courtesy of FIFA.
The United States, in their last five games at this tournament, have taken on the best that Europe had to offer and beaten them all. And they are the world champions again. '91, '99, 2015, and now 2019. For the fourth time, the United States of America are crowned champions of the world. And for the very first time, they've done it on European soil.
Yeah, well, a couple years ago, we didn't win, so I guess we can't win every year. In 2023, Spain, they went out there and won. They beat England. And so, can't win them all, but at least the women's soccer team for the USA, they win. Our men, not so much, even this past weekend. Anyway, July 7th, 2021, the Tampa Bay Lightning, They beat the Canadiens 1-0 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals to win their second cup consecutively, back-to-back, and third overall. Let's take a listen to the final call back in 2021.
13 seconds left. Coleman looking to grab it. Dano trying to center it. Knocking it away. Yettingard. He clears it. He clears it. I don't think this is going to be an icing. No. 3 seconds left. Petrie, a final shot. The Lady have done it. They have done it. They have gone back to back for the second year in a row.
Oh.
They have won the Stanley Cup.
And that announcement that you just heard, Dave Mishkin from the Lightning, on July 8th, 2021, he had no voice. That man just shredded every single one of his vocal cords. Okay? And there you have it, folks. July 7th, a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's that time of year. We got Wimbledon going on right now. And, well, that's pretty much it. Am I missing anything else that would hold up? Oh, Batra, I have one for tomorrow. I'm not going to share. It involves LeBron James. You know what I'm talking about? You know what it is?
No. Is it the banana boat?
No. We'll find out tomorrow. But LeBron James, he made a crucial choice years ago. But we'll get into this day in sports history tomorrow. I mean, outside of NBA free agency, and then Wimbledon, there's not much going on. Maybe you hit an all-star break here, but even right now, I think it's historically too early. That's pretty much it on the sports calendar, no?
You have Summer League, I guess, but even still, it's the first few games, so it's like you can't, there's nothing really memorable.
Well, some guy makes his debut in Summer League?
Yeah, some like a game winner, maybe? I don't know. Besides it'd be an MLB home run or a strikeout.
Is there anything that you ever remember for Summer League that stands out to you, ever?
I remember the Lakers, was it 2017 or 2018? The Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, and I think Caruso was on that team too. They got a lot of media run that entire Summer League, and they won the championship.
I don't remember that. No. I don't remember that. Man, bro, LeBron James has been playing basketball publicly now for more than 20 years, going on almost 25 years. I couldn't tell you if LeBron James went out and played in a summer league game. Did he? Do you remember?
I think he did his first year.
Man, I don't remember. I feel like the first time LeBron James played NBA basketball, I saw him taking on the Sacramento Kings. I have that much. I remember that. But to remember anything taking place in the summer league, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, Victor Wembanyama, I think, had a bad first game in summer league, and people are like, oh, my God, this guy sucks. It's just like, it's summer league. Outside of that, there's not too much that I really remember. You watch summer league, you enjoy it. I don't even feel like the stars really go out there and play too much. Like, God only knows how much we'll even see a Cooper flag. And so we'll see. We'll see. Also, people, I need to let you know before we get out of here that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Now, by the time we're back here tomorrow, I can't even think about what type of, I don't want to say ridiculous NBA news that we get. Is somebody going to get traded? Or is somebody getting a new deal? I mean, we had Chris Miles joining us from NBA TV earlier on in the show. And he said, I'm surprised that Giannis Antetokounmpo is still even a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. And Chris Miles works at NBA TV. He is around all of the players, coaches, and certainly insiders. And having worked at NBA TV a few years ago, I can tell you there's a lot that gets shared, a lot that gets said that you just overhear. And so if Chris is saying it, I'm putting a lot of credence to it. And so we'll see if we get any more NBA news. We certainly already learned and heard about the three-team trade earlier today between the Jazz and the Clippers, sending Collins to the Clippers, and then Norman Powell going out to Miami. You know, we'll see what else happens. And then thank you as well earlier on in the show for coming through. Rowan Kavner came through from Fox Sports to talk with us about all things Major League Baseball. We're going to blink, and they're already going to be playing next week. Home Run Derby, All-Star Game. They're going to have all the celebrity games or what have you taking place on Sunday. And so here in Atlanta, it's going to be quite busy up at the Battery. Not too far here up from downtown at Truist Park. Anyway, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, all you have to do is go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Outside of that, we'll be back with you tomorrow. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Chris Miles. Thank you to Rowan for joining us. Talk some baseball, talk some NBA. And then we'll see who gets traded. Bacha, you're not getting traded. You'll be here tomorrow, right?
I'll be here.
Okay. I think I'll be here as well. And we'll see what nutty things happen in the world of sports. Maybe Jonas Valanciunas changes his mind and decides to stay in the United States of America. Who knows? You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We'll catch you tomorrow. Do yourself a favor. Please, be well, be safe, be amazing, be smooth, be cool. But don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Stick around. I might be gone, but Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Bodger.